Yes, Alan, I am aware that I haven't written a word since Blood on the Badge. I am very busy trying to flush out a couple of poignant notions. You know, I mean, mold them into some viable concepts. And, I mean, these things, they just take time. Yeah, right. I'll be in touch.
Problem along the book beat?
Problem along the book beat.
Mark, these are the photos that came in from the homicide at the Jade Palace in Chinatown.
Oh, good. Oh, God.
Yeah. They were members of the White Dragons, heavy into drugs and protection.
They're just kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Aren't these lovely? You and Barney discussing our case?
Well, you were talking to your agent.
Thank you, Dietrich.
You're welcome.
So where does this stand?
Well, actually, the whole thing pretty well steps out as your basic intergang territorial dispute. But, well, we can't be sure. We tried talking to merchants, people on the street, the victims' families, but everybody just waved us off, told us what goes on in Chinatown is none of our concern.
Oh, wonderful. What about him?
It's my turn? What? That's Victor Ling. He was the waiter at the Last Supper.
And what did he see?
He says he didn't see anything. It's hard to miss it, though.
Let me talk to him.
Good luck.
What'd you bring up my agent for?
It's good for your image.
Mr. Ling, I'm Captain Miller.
It's an honor and privilege to meet you, Captain. Can I go now?
I'm afraid not. You want to have a seat, Mr. Ling? Mr. Ling, I understand you work at the Jade Palace?
Yes.
And you were there the night of the murders?
Yes.
You saw what occurred?
No.
Well, Mr. Ling, it's a small restaurant. Must have been a lot of excitement, noise. Surely you must have seen somebody.
No.
Heard something?
No.
You're absolutely certain?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Ling.
Yeah, that's grilling up.
Okay, Miss Fitzjames, if you'll step in here.
Thank you. Oh.
Well, this is where we work.
Well, it's very functional, isn't it?
You get used to it.
Would you?
Barn, this is Miss Carolyn Fitzjames. This is Captain Miller.
Oh, hello, Captain.
Ma'am? Miss Fitzjames was leaving her furriers when some guy came up, grabbed something off her neck, and took off.
One feels so violated.
Yes, one does.
Well, apparently, what the guy made off with was some sort of a diamond thing.
It was a brooch.
It was a brooch. Worth about $40,000. You did say $40,000.
I know that may not seem very important, but you see, Captain, it had a certain sentimental value. It was a Valentine's Day gift from my late husband.
Oh, you're a widow.
Twice.
Twice.
Wojo, why don't you offer Miss Fitzjames a cup of coffee?
Thank you, Captain.
Don't have any cream.
I am sorry.
Aren't you going to have her take a seat?
Sure. Won't you take a seat?
Thank you.
We're on our way. Barn, that was dispatch. Somebody just reported a break-in at a restaurant over on Broadway.
All right. Take Levitt.
Right. Come on, little Levitt. Got a call.
Get it cool.
I think I'm going to ignore that. come on, Botnick, get inside here.
Hey, you guys can't do this to me. I'm a Rotarian.
Big deal, I'm a Capricorn. Over there and empty your pockets.
What do you got here?
So this is Mr. Sidney Botnick. We picked him up in the process of ransacking the Wild West Waffle Hut over on Broadway.
I'm entitled.
When we got there, Barn, we found the back door jimmied open, and Sidney here was carting out waffle irons, tablecloths, a couple of cases of syrup, assorted flavors.
Planning on opening your own restaurant, Mr. Botnick?
What is my own restaurant?
Huh?
Well, at least it was.
Barn, apparently when Mr. Botnick got to work this morning, he found all of his doors padlocked shut, and this was posted on the front window.
Read it and weep.
Warning, U.S. government seizure. Property has been seized for non-payment of Internal Revenue taxes. Due from assessor, director of return. All persons warned not to remove or tamper with this property under severe penalty of the law.
Well, they can't do that to me. I'm a taxpayer.
Or not.
Cheating on your income tax, Mr. Botnick?
No. I just couldn't sell enough waffles to pay him.
Oh. Didn't you contact the IRS? Tell them about your situation? They're generally...
Yeah, I did that. I even sat down with an agent and worked out one of them deferred payment schedule.
And?
I think maybe I missed a couple.
Oh.
Gentlemen!
Lieutenant Scanlon, how you doing?
You drink? You been to any rallies lately?
Nuke the whales.
Whale. Apolitical. Good for you. Harris!
Lieutenant?
How things down in Funky Town?
Oh, they fine, they fine.
Well, well, Lieutenant Scanlon.
Miller.
What brings internal affairs down, Lieutenant?
Come on, Miller. I turn my back for a few months and what happens?
I don't know. What happens?
What happens is that one of your men, Sergeant Wojciech Howitz, winds up getting his pants sued off by a certain Maureen Elizabeth Ballantyne, the unwed mother of his illegitimate sonny Jim. Thereby casting not only shame and degradation on the department as a whole, but impugning the character, the integrity of your fellow officers, who take immense pride and the proper precautions when they go for the gusto.
You finished, Scanlon?
More or less.
Good. Because that suit was dropped about 3 months ago.
Oh? Why?
Because, it's not my kid.
Why not?
Scandalous!
That's all right, Barn. I'll tell him.
Because I'm sterile. Okay?
I knew that. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Barney?
Yeah?
Got the DA's office on the line. They say it's important.
Take it in my office.
Right.
I'll be downstairs.
So? Hi.
Hello.
I'll be downstairs.
So, Arthur, you getting anywhere with our Mr. Ling?
No.
I mean, maybe the guy just really didn't see anything.
Why? You say something to your agent?
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's your case. You could try talking to the guy.
Barney sent me out on another call.
So when are you coming back?
Look, I can't do this case
and take...
Gentlemen?
No, no problem. We're just discussing our case.
Oh, well, you're going to have ample opportunity to do that.
Why?
Just got off the phone with the DA's office. Seems the mayor's office is not all that thrilled with the open warfare in Chinatown. And has expressed that sentiment in no uncertain terms to the commissioner's office.
Is that why you took the call in your office?
In any case, under the circumstances, the district attorney has had the court designate Mr. Ling here as a material witness.
And?
And until Mr. Ling decides to cooperate, three of you are going to be rooming together.
You're not serious.
You got him for 30 days.
30 days?
Now, isn't that senseless, Mr. Ling? I mean, I've seen younger men crack under the pressure of that kind of lengthy confinement. It's, teacher, tell him.
His father was a waiter until he was 102.
Oh.
Harris? I'm back. Anyway, you know, what was all the excitement and all, you know, I don't think we were properly introduced. I'm Scanlon, Lieutenant Ben.
It's been nice talking to you, Ben.
Barney, I've booked the three of us at the Greenwich. I have all the information, the address, room number, phone number.
Okay. The Smith brothers?
Maybe the name.
Barney?
Yeah.
Look, I've been discussing the case with Mr. Ling, and I feel pretty sure that we can get whatever information we need, Barney, if you'll just let me hit him.
I'll think about it.
Look, I am desperate, Barney. I mean, this assignment could not have come at a worse time for me.
Really?
Well, it's just that, Barn, I have reached this pivotal point in my life where I feel a vital need to be alone and introspective. I mean, Barn, I have been trying to work out this writer's block thing. I mean, reappraising my values and goals. I'm talking stifled creative function, Barn. I just feel that at this juncture, any invasion into my private space could well result in an emotional apocalypse.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
Can I help you?
I'm Alfred Walker. Uh-huh. Internal Revenue Service. And you are?
I'm a cop. What can I do for you?
I'm here in regard to the Wild West Waffle Hut. We own it.
You stole it!
I beg your pardon.
You walk in and take a man's whole business like it was a piece of trash!
Please. Okay!
Hey, I pay your salary, smart!
I'll get the cap.
Thank you. I take it you're Botnik? Sydney M.
Fascist.
Yes, well, I'm afraid I found it quite disheartening to hear about your little crime spree this morning.
I only took what was rightfully mine.
Oh. You people.
Walker, I'm Captain Miller.
Captain.
I take it you're here with regards to Mr. Botnik?
Unfortunately, Captain, Mr. Botnik is in violation of Article 26, Section 2233, which states quite clearly that any attempted rescue of seized property is a felony. He belongs to us now.
Oh, debtor's prison.
Something like that.
Hey, you should be arresting him. I mean, he came in and took my whole restaurant like it was nothing. He's trying to ruin my life.
That's my job.
Well, that may be, Mr. Walker, but quite frankly, I'm a little confused by your methods.
Oh?
Yeah, according to Mr. Botnick, there was no prior notification of action. There was no warrant to enter the premises, no court order to close it down. I don't know, the whole thing sounds blatantly unconstitutional.
I know. We're the IRS. We can do that. So, Captain, if you'll just sign this release, I'll have a federal marshal here shortly to collect him.
All right. Well, we're going to need some information, too, Mr. Walker. Sergeant Harris?
Over here, Adolf.
Alfred.
Yeah, my mistake. Sit down.
What the hell are you still doing here?
Everybody keeps saying that.
Social call. Sergeant Harris? Sergeant Dietrich?
What's this?
Bon voyage card. It's just my little way of saying I heard.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Sir, I just got wind of your pending and crippling shortage of manpower here.
Tomorrow morning at 9.
Plain clothes, sir?
Plain clothes.
The whole month, sir?
We'll see.
Thank you, sir. Bless you, sir. You got a great wall.
Miss Fitzjames, any luck?
I'm afraid not.
I called the likely places and nothing's turned up yet and probably won't.
I guess.
Well, we
well, then, Miller, if you don't need me anymore, I'll just get out of your hair. I'll just head back downtown.
Feel free.
Right. Ben!
Well, Captain, if there's nothing else you can possibly...
I'm afraid that's it.
Goodbye, Captain.
Ma'am.
Sergeant.
Take care of yourself.
I'll do my best, Sergeant.
Allow me. After you. Nice girl.
Barney, you're finished with Mr. Walker. You care to take another crack at him?
I'd like that.
Mr. Walker.
Yes, Captain.
Mr. Walker, I admit this is not really my jurisdiction, and while Mr. Botnick has violated the law, what he did was more in the nature of a tantrum than a crime. He has been trying to meet his obligations. Well, it occurs to me that if you gave him another chance...
No way.
How's a man going to pay you any money if you got him in jail?
I'm sorry, but we have an example to set.
Really?
After all, there are other merchants in the neighborhood. The next time they're tempted to stick their fingers in the till, or deduct a phony business lunch, or write off that week in the Bahamas, which I can't even afford, they'll picture Mr. Botnick's little waffle hut all boarded up and broken down, and maybe next time they'll think twice about cheating me.
Me?
Yes. Well, us, me. The United States government. At any rate, do you have something for me?
All right, you sign this one and I'll sign yours. Really appreciate you coming down.
My pleasure.
Here you go.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Botnick. No hard feelings.
You're filth, you know that?
Certainly. Tell a friend.
Ready to roll, Barn.
Harris?
What?
It's almost checkout time. Why don't you head down to the hotel and check in?
We gotta stop off at my place first, pick up my clarinet.
This is your fault.
Sergeant, I too had other plans.
Oh, good.
Remember, one of you guys got to keep an eye on them at all times.
Right, Barn.
Keep an eye on yourselves, too, huh? Some of those Tong gangs would just as soon slit your throat as look at you.
At least there's a bright side.
Come on, Mr. Ling, let's go.
If we must.
Let's go, Arthur.
Coming. Hope you guys don't get on each other's nerves.
No, we'll be okay.
Pillow fight at 9, right?
Oh, please.